Even though John is... What?
Celeste, the bad news is John is out this morning.
That's right.
But the good news is he left us with a going away present.
That's right.
A conversation about the new film about former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. Here's a clip from the film with Cecil Sewell, former CEO of the Emperor's Club VIP Escort Service.
He didn't want anyone to know who he was. He was extremely paranoid. He knew that his entire political career was on the line. And ultimately, vice just took over virtue. He could not control himself. It's like, listen, man, if you are so worried about what you're doing, don't do it.
That's Cecil, and she's referring to the former Attorney General and Governor of New York, the subject of the documentary Client 9, The Rise and Fall of Eliot Spitzer.
Does that like actually fit life in so many ways?
And that voice.
If you're worried about what you're doing, don't do it.
Exactly.
That fits like so many ways.
I agree 100%. John talked earlier with the director of the film, Alex Gibney, and started by asking how he knew Spitzer's story was a perfect topic for a documentary.
I didn't, but I guess there's a reason why people came to me for it. I must have had my name on it. I was actually, a group of investors actually came to me and said, would I do it? I thought about it for a couple of days. Everyone was talking about it, not only about the irony, the obvious irony, the fall from grace, the hubris, but also, the issues it raised about marriage, infidelity, sex, prostitution, and then the other thing that kind of caught my eye in the corner was the timing of it all. I mean, here the sheriff of Wall Street goes down just as the financial markets themselves are going down.
And indeed, as Attorney General, he was the sheriff. And when push came to shove, because of being the sheriff and probably because of some aspects of his personal style, Eliot Spitzer found himself without a friend.
That's right. He was not he was not Bill Clinton in that sense. He was not a charmer. He was a law and order guy. He wasn't afraid to punch people in the nose. And after a while, when everybody around him had, the kind of cauliflower noses, not surprisingly, there wasn't a lot of support for him when he needed it the most. And, he was a man that, a man of high principle in terms of what he conducted in terms of public office. But he had a somewhat... undeveloped sense of how to make friends.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Eliot Spitzer himself, who really is the chief witness for his own defense in your movie. On some level, first of all, how was he as a witness telling his own story? Did you find him a little bit like Robert McNamara in, say, The Fog of War, the Errol Morris, sort of single frame look at the Vietnam era where McNamara really seemed like a buffoon? How does Spitzer come across here?
Yeah, I don't think Eliot Spitzer lied nearly as much as Robert McNamara did. I think that, Eliot Spitzer was kind of two people in the room, and that's really the story of what happened to him as well. You know, when he was discussing the political economy, his rise as Attorney General, he discussed both his successes and his failures there very candidly and very articulately. When it came to discussing his personal fall and why he did what he did, he was notably far more inarticulate, and he found it very difficult to talk about that subject. But what was interesting to me was that over time, and I conducted about 5 interviews with him, he began to use the third-person pronoun a little less, the second-person pronoun, talking about the generalized you, and slowly began to start talking in the first-person pronoun.
Well, let's hear an example of Eliot Spitzer using the real, or I should say, royal I in talking about his dramatic fall in your film.
If your point is things were as good as they could get from a political perspective, I suppose that's right. And the only metaphor I can think of, perhaps, is Icarus. Those whom the gods would destroy, they make all powerful.
Eliot Spitzer selecting the metaphor there, but a filmmaker couldn't do it any better. Did you end up believing that it was possible to do what he did, to live this kind of crazy double life?
Well, I think that's both a peculiar kind of character flaw and character advantage that he has. I mean, I think all of us, to some extent, have this kind of ability to compartmentalize, or else we'd all go crazy. Because if we had all our thoughts rushing at us at the same time, we'd be in deep trouble. And, you know, we all have illicit desires. We all have those issues. But Elliot Spitzer had a peculiar ability to compartmentalize. And I think it was only at the end, when both worlds began to collide, that he had a serious problem.
I mean, Spitzer really makes the argument in your film on some level that what he did in the bedroom with prostitutes was utterly irrelevant to the business of the state of New York. And for a long time, he was actually right.
Well, he does make that argument. I mean, he said, I asked him, did it affect you? I mean, did it bleed over? And now there are people who were close advisors to him who say, no, it was a slow seeping poison and it did affect him. There are other people who say, no, actually, we couldn't tell the difference. I mean, you know, he had huge problems, but frankly, it seemed like he was doing what he always did. He made some mistakes, some big mistakes, but it didn't seem as if the you know, his visits to escorts were affecting his public performance.
Well, Client 9 is the name of the movie, The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. You know, your movie star, Alex Gibney, is now a cable star.
Yes, he is.
What do you make of his future and his show?
Well, I don't know about the future of his show. I'm probably the last person who should be an entertainment prognosticator. You know, I think what he really wants is to get back into politics. And the question is, will he be able to? Will he be able to regain the trust of the public after he's disappointed them?
Well, The War Room meets Client 9. I want to see that movie. Alex Gibney, if Spitzer gets back into politics and runs, I hope you'll do a documentary on that.
I think it would be interesting, don't you?
I definitely do. Alex Gibney, Oscar-winning director of Taxi to the Dark Side, Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, Who Killed the Electric Car, and Client 9, The Rise and Fall of Elliot Spitzer. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, John.
That's our friend John Hockenberry speaking earlier with Alex Gibney.
Our friend John Hockenberry, who's probably still sleeping in at this point. Keep sleeping there, John. We have this movie trivia question, and the theme is these politicians who fall from grace. And here was the question. What real-life Cincinnati politician went down in flames in a sex scandal, although a modest sex scandal by modern standards, and then he was reborn as an entertainer? And we got some answers to this. Nobody actually got it. Do you know the answer to this?
Jerry Springer.
He also, in a trivia question, he was starred as president of the United States opposite Dolph Lundgren in The Defender, a movie which everyone tried to immediately forget. Also, all this hour we've been asking you what you'd be willing to sacrifice in order to pare down the massive national debt. On Facebook, Rachel Melat Robnett posts, I can live with the gas tax. In fact, I think it's about time Americans had a reality check on fuel costs. We're massive consumers, yet we pay very little for our vices. I realize Americans are struggling, but come on. We're so spoiled. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee. I want to thank my co-host today, Patrick Henry Bass, filling in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.